We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Midyom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Mem. We're still, the Mishnah Berurah is still listing off the different halachos of Kosev and Mochek. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you write with your left hand or in an abnormal way, such as with the back of your hand, or if you write with your foot or your mouth or your elbow or anything of that nature, is only Asur Midrabanan because that is not the regular way of writing. However, there is still an Isur. As we said, it is still Asur Midrabanan. If a lefty writes with his right hand, he is also Pater, is only Asur Midrabanan. If he writes with his left hand, so since that's a normal way for him, then it's Asur Doraisa. And someone who can write with both hands, if that's the normal way they write, is with either hand, then they will be Chayiv with either hand. It's an interesting discussion in general. Is this writing with your left hand, is that limited to writing or every other malacha as well? So Rav Moshe says that pushing a button with your left hand is not considered a shinoi because it comes out the same way. The action is done the same way. The totsa'a, the result, is the same also. But Rav Moshe says that stamping something with your left hand, he's not sure whether that is considered to be a shinoi or not, because maybe it's harder to do it, something like that, with your left hand as opposed to pushing the button, but maybe since the stamp comes out the same way, it would be chayev, it would not be considered to be a shinui. What about typing with your left hand? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wasn't sure whether that is like writing with your left hand, or since when people type, they type with both their right hand and their left hand, so then typing with your left hand alone would be the normal way, and it would be still usher mi d'oraisa. Writing backwards, where if you put it up in front of a mirror, it would be considered, you can read it, that says, Ritzvi Seitach Frank, is considered a shinui, and only Asur Midraban. The next halacha that the Mishnah Berurah tells us is that if you are just roshim a picture, you don't write anything, but you just draw a picture or something like that, that is also going to be Asur, because of Kosev, erasing something. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that it is prohibited to attach different letters, such as if you have letters written out of silver, in the form of silver, you cannot attach that to the paroches, because that is like kosev, because you are now placing it on a background, and you also can't remove it from that background, because that would be similar to erasing. The Mishnah Berurah says that we find a similar by taking a picture and it going on to the film. That's going to be prohibited, according to the Minchas Yitzchak. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach thinks that if you walk in front of a camera and your intention is not for you the picture to be taken of you, then it's going to be okay, because it is a psik resha delo nichale on two drabanans, because the picture does not last, it's just videoing for that moment, it only lasts for a short time, and it is kilacharya, because the normal way for a picture to be taken is not to walk in front of the camera, so it is going to be permissible, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Yashiv thinks that this is prohibited, to walk in front of that camera. Recording something onto a tape or something like that, according to some, is also going to be prohibited because of roshem, because you are recording some actual marks onto something. But the question would be, nowadays, DVDs and stuff like that, or anything digital, is there anything really going on in terms of a recording or something being saved? One would have to consult an actual the technical aspects of that to know whether anything is actually being roshamed or not. Attaching a puzzle together, so we've discussed this before, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if the puzzle pieces stick together and will hold together and form a shape, a picture, or words, that is going to be prohibited. But if they do not sit together, they are not sitting in a frame of any sort, rather you just place them next to each other, then Rav Moshe says, and Rav Shlomo Zalman say, that such a case would be okay. It's only prohibited if they are attached and they stick together. Putting magnetic letters onto a fridge or something like that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that that is prohibited as well. In terms of the halachos of mochek, of erasing, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only prohibited midoraisa if you're mochek amanas lichtov, in order to write a space of two letters. So even if you erase one big letter, if there's an area to write two letters there, that is going to be prohibited. Erasing for a productive reason, even if it is not in order to write afterwards, we already saw from the Ber Halacha, quote Supreme Gadam, that that is going to be prohibited as well. Chai Adam says that kosev is the only malacha which you are only prohibited midrabanan if you do it with your left hand, but every other malacha is going to be prohibited midoraisa, being with your right hand, and being with your left hand. The Elia Rabba wasn't sure about erasing with your left hand, whether that is considered to be a shinui or not. And the Abdei Nezer says that it's not a shinui because it's done easily to erase. It's only something like kosev, which takes effort and skill to write, that with your left hand would be abnormal and would be permissible. Mi d'oraisa. Sif hei in the Mechaber. Mutter lirshom b'tziporin ala sefer kamosha roshman l'simon she'en ze davar miskayim. You could scratch in a book with your fingernail in order to make a mark so that it will last for a little bit so that you'll be able to see after Shabbos. Remember that point that you want to remember in that book. You can make a mark there because it is not something which lasts. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who are ma'achmir, and it is only to scratch a line or something like that, which is permissible. But to make a letter or something like that, to scratch into that, that is going to be prohibited. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only true on specific types of cloth, but where it would disappear. But on a piece of paper, if you scratch into it, it will last forever. So that would be a problem. And it's also only with your nail and not something which you normally scratch with, where you can make an indentation such that it will last for a long time, as opposed to the fingernail, where we're clearly saying whatever it is that you're scratching, whatever mark you're making, it has to be that it'll disappear after a short time. If you have a knot or something which was sewn and it becomes undone, you are not allowed to retie it because of tofer. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only if you make a knot afterwards. After you have done the sewing, you make a knot afterwards. But if it doesn't have the knot, then it is only aser in midrabanan. But if three strings, which were sewn together, come undone, a stitch of three strings come undone, then you cannot put that together, even if there is no knot placed on it afterwards. Shlomo Zalman Orbach thinks that tofer ba'adam, stitches in a person, is also going to be prohibited mi. He's not sure, but he thinks that it should be avoided unless there is a tremendous need.